Well, welcome to Truth Talk. This is your host, Larry Bryant, and the truth is out there. We have to be willing to seek it, but if you seek it, you will find it, and the truth likes to present itself to you, so you have to be looking for it. You know, sometimes we get hit with truth, but we don't want to acknowledge the truth because it may go against some of the things that we want to believe. So, our want sometimes gets in the wrong place. Our want should be to know the truth and to follow the truth. Today, we're going to talk about heritage. Heritage of the servants of the Lord. And we all have a heritage. There's national heritage, there's your family heritage, but we also have a spiritual heritage as well. The dictionary defines heritage as something that's handed down from the past, like a tradition. It's something that comes on that comes or belongs to one by reason of birth. that's our spiritual heritage. We don't deserve any of it, but we were born into it, and so we get to take advantage of a lot of things just because of our spiritual birth. Just like some people get to take advantage of things in this world because the family that they're born into that might give them a few more privileges and so on. So we do have spiritual privileges, we'll say. So we do have an inheritance, a spiritual inheritance as well as a physical one. And so heritage involves several different things. It involves property. We inherit things. But also part of our heritage is our reputation. You can give a good family name, for your descendants, because of the way you acted. Your predecessors before you, your parents, your grandparents, because they acted a certain way, there's sort of a family reputation. So that's part of our heritage, and looking at our spiritual heritage, we got a good reputation. We got something that to strive for. Part of our heritage is our position in life. Back in old medieval times, you might be born into nobility, and so you're someone of importance just because of your birth into nobility. Well, guess what? We're born into nobility as well. I think he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are the lords that he's lording over. We're the kings that he's the king over. We're supposed to rule and reign on this world with him. So we got a lot to look for. In Ephesians 1:11, it says, "In him we have received an inheritance." In Christ, thank God, we received an inheritance, that spiritual inheritance. And it's something that, not going to be taken away. In Genesis 12, the first few verses there, God is establishing a new people with Abraham, because Abraham came out. He's a man of faith, and he's following God on faith. And so what happens? All the land that Abraham travels over, that's decreed his and his descendants. What's being decreed over you and your descendants? Yeah, we got a great, great heritage, but we're passing that heritage on as well. We'd like to read a few scriptures. We'll look over here in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. And if we go down to verse 2, and I'll read a little and comment here and there. But it says, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes, for you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited." Now, this is part of our heritage, okay? What's he telling us? Enlarge our tent. We shouldn't be satisfied, it's my wife and kids, it's us four, no more. That's all we're worried about. I'm not worried about, being any more than just this little thing right here. Well, look, it tells us enlarge our tents. We're supposed to expand. I think physically, we're supposed to, own things here in this world. We're supposed to, buy land. We're supposed to have our own homes. We're supposed to possess things. We're supposed to stretch out. It says stretch out out the curtains of your dwellings. So enlarge your footprint here. Don't be, we all have a spiritual footprint, okay? We have a physical footprint, but we also have a spiritual footprint. And so the people that we come in contact with, and especially on a daily basis, they're part of our footprint. And so we should be extending into those areas, those people. Our influence should be expanding into other people. We should have an influence on the way certain people act. The closer we are to someone, the more influence we can have upon people. So we're supposed to, make friends. We're supposed to, get out and know people. We're supposed to expand our borders. You can expand your borders a lot of different ways. Expand, enlarge your tent. You can enlarge your tent through educational realms. You can enlarge your tent through a lot of different activities. You can enlarge your tent, through your church work. And really, if you're a Christian, you're all the time doing church work. Yeah, it's not just when you're in church, but the way you act, the way you behave, the way you interact with people. Enlarge your tent. It says expand to the right, to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations. I believe that the Christians are supposed to be dominating. We're supposed to be dominating society. We're supposed to be dominating the business world. We're supposed to be dominating the political realm. What kind of world would it be if true, sincere Christians ran all the businesses? What kind of world would it be if true, sincere Christians ran all the political machinery, so to speak? They are the representatives, the governors, the senators, the presidents, whoever. If the Christian people we should be influencing society. And we have in the past. That is part of our heritage. You know, especially here in America, we have a great godly heritage here, an inheritance. You know, God has given us a republic where people are supposed to run their government. Well, I wonder why God did that. Well, didn't God put man in charge of the world? So if man is in charge of the world, then, you know, good, godly men should be in charge of running the government, you know, running the things of this world to make the world a better place. You know, what's part of the Lord's Prayer? You know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know, we should be striving towards that. That's part of our inheritance. And we're continually striving for that, you know, just like in America. You know, our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, you know, declares, you know, that we have certain unalienable rights, you know, God-given rights. You know, we got the right to life and liberty, you know, to be free, you know, pursue happiness. It says we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal. You know, so, you know, that's right out there. We put that right out there at the start. Even though we had slavery, okay, you know, we are imperfect people living in an imperfect world, but, you know, we strive for that perfection, okay? I think it was Vince Lombardi said that we're supposed to strive for perfection, knowing that we can never obtain perfection here on this earth. But when we strive for perfection, we obtain excellence. So, you know, we want to be excellent in everything that we do, because we want to bring honor and glory to God. We want to show the glory of the Lord to people. And we do that, you know, by being successful, by doing things for God. You know, it goes on here in Isaiah 54, says, do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth. You'll not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Yeah. Yeah, it's part of our heritage. We don't have to be put to shame. You know, we got a lot of things to be thankful for. We got you know, God has done so much for us, but and we just sort of tap into to very little of it. You know, in Proverbs 13:22, it says, "A good man leaves an inheritance, you know, to his grandkids." Right? You know, a good man will leave an inheritance to his children's children. Yeah, we that's part of our heritage, you know, being a good man. And let's think about our forefathers. Think about all the testimony that they have. That's our testimony too. You know, every time they overcame something, that just shows that we can overcome something. Okay? Every time that they had a victory, that shows that we can be victorious. That's our heritage of being victorious, of being overcomers. Now, Psalms 127:3 says we are children. Children are a heritage from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. Yeah, our children are a heritage from God. Yeah, so this heritage thing, it's not just a one-way street, it's a two-way street. Not only are we receiving an inheritance, you know, from the past, we have a heritage that we're developing for the future as well with our children. And we're supposed to teach our children and raise them in the way that they should go. And so we'll pause for just a moment, and we'll be right back.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
Welcome back to Truth Talk, and we're talking about the our heritage that we have. And, you know, that Psalms 127, verse 3 tells us that, you know, that our children are a heritage from God. So, you know, God wants this heritage thing to continue on. It's not just, that's the way it used to be a long time ago, and, you know, tough luck, you know, we can't be that way anymore. Well, no, we're supposed to pass on this great heritage that we received to our children. We're supposed to train our kids, right, in the way that they should go. Psalms 119:111 says, "Are your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever." Your testimonies. Think about all the testimonies of the saints of old. You know, first of all, the testimonies of my parents, the testimonies of my grandparents and great-grandparents. But besides that, I also have the spiritual family. How about the testimonies of Paul? How about the testimonies of Peter and John and Matthew and, you know, everyone else in the Bible? You know, their testimony is part of our heritage. You know, they overcame. Look at what God did for me. Well, that's my heritage. And what's it say? God's no respecter of person. So if God does something for one person, he wants to do it for other people as well. You know, in Romans 8:17, it says that we may have been made joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Now, if I'm a joint heir, you know, if I'm an heir, that means I've inherited something, right? And if I'm a joint heir, that means whatever this other person inherited, I inherited the same thing. So if I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ, everything that Jesus Christ inherited, everything that he got, I got. Wow, that's... Sit and think about that. Ponder on that for a little while. That can be mind-blowing. You know, how far beneath that inheritance are we living? Part of our inheritance in John, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life." We have our heritage is eternal life. That's part of our inheritance. That's part of our heritage. You know, that's something that's passed down to us, eternal life through Jesus Christ. You know, Philippians 3:20 tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. That's another part of our heritage. You know, our true citizenship. Yeah, I may be an American citizen, or someone may be a citizen of another earthly country, kingdom. But if you're a Christian, your real first citizenship is in heaven. We have a heavenly citizenship. Yeah, we see that, I think Colossians 3:23-24 said, do everything in the light of our heritage. Do everything in the light of our heritage. In other words, you know, whatever you do, do unto the Lord. Yeah, whenever we go out and work, yeah, you're not just working for yourself, but you're working unto the Lord to show yourself approved of the Lord, to show that God is blessing you and that you are blessed of the Lord and so on. You know, everything that we do, Christians should be the best workers in the world. If you're a Christian, you should be the best worker at your workplace, especially if you're the only Christian there. You should be the best worker there. You know, have a good, solid work ethic, because that's part of our heritage. And look, if you have a good, strong work ethic, not only does that look good on you, but if you're a Christian, then doesn't that sort of enlighten people to Christ? Well, man, you know, that guy's got something that I don't. You know, that guy's a little bit different. Be the best at whatever that you're doing. Be the best that you can be. Now, look, we all have different tracks. Some people are supposed to be in that business world and are supposed to be millionaires and even billionaires, you know, because it does take money to finance the kingdom. And so, you know, a lot of those people then can turn around and give money, you know, to help finance the Word of God and so on. Now, let's get back here in Scripture, and we'll see a few more things here. We'll jump on down. Verse 9, for this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Wow. Now that's a great heritage. We got a heritage that God's not angry with us. God's not out trying to get you. You know, that's what the world will tell us sometimes. You know, God's going to get you for that. You know, God's going to get you. Uh-oh, you messed up. God's going to get you for that. God is not angry with us. God is not out to get you. He's out to get you to bring you in. Yeah, He's made salvation available to us. But God is not trying to send people to hell. You know, if he wanted to send people to hell, he wouldn't let Jesus die on the cross, you know, for the remission of our sins. And I think he said, you know, it's not my will that any would perish, but all would come. Yeah, all would come. So that salvation is available for all. You know, all is all. You're part of the all. I'm part of the all. Now, salvation has already been paid for. So, you know, are you taking advantage of it? You know, going on in that Isaiah 54, you know, let's jump on down. It says, all your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness you shall be established, and you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear from the terror, as it shall come not come near you. This is another part of our heritage. You know, are you living in this? You know, great shall be the people, the peace of your children. That's part of our heritage, that our children can live in peace, that our children can have this salvation, God's peace upon them, and that the righteousness, in righteousness you shall be established. That's part of our heritage. You know, I'm right because God is right. God no longer holds that stuff against me. You know, God has made me right in his eyes. I'm not righteous because of anything I do. I can't do anything to make me righteous, to make me right. But God has taken his righteousness and clothed us, wrapped us, his righteousness around us. Yeah, that's part of our heritage as a Christian. On down in verse 16 on. It says, "Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the spoiler to destroy. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." Yeah, part of your inheritance. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. That's your heritage. That doesn't say that things are not going to come against you. It doesn't say that people aren't going to bring weapons against you and try to say things against you and do things against you. But those things aren't going to prosper. I've seen that, not only in my life, but other people's lives. I've seen where people, came against individuals, in their line of business, and did a lot of bad things and said a lot of bad things for this person to sort of force them out of their job. Well, it looked bad because this person did resign, but he ended up being in a better situation than he was in that situation. And those people that came against him and that organization, they struggled. They had a hard time. I know that some of the people, they even had some health problems, bad health problems. Sadly, some of them, they passed away. That guy I'm thinking of is still living. those people that came against him harshly, unjustly, they're not around anymore. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Be careful coming against a righteous person, another Christian, a pastor. There's too many people out there that want to knock their pastors down and mistreat them, and you better watch out. I don't think God is pleased with that. It says in chapter 55, "Everyone who thirsts, come to the water, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat, and come buy wine and milk without money and without price." God has already paid the price. God is your provider. If you're thirsty, come to him and get a good drink. Till next time, this is your host, Larry Bryant, with Truth Talk.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.